Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
I assume you're Craig. Are you going to keep lingering there in the doorway?
I was going for kind of a casual hero pose.
I would say either chin resting on hand or giving a salute, not both.
Got it. So I've been monitoring this place through the coffee maker for months. Seems like we've got some kind of psychic attack situation. Trisha, you appear stunned into silence and my old boss is curled up on the floor.
I can explain everything. Your friend is dead, and this woman killed him.
Okay, that doesn't seem right. Trisha liked to undermine his authority, but not usually with murder. And as for you, sir, what's going on?
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Tim Sniffen, helpful science volunteer.
Whoa, what is that accent? Long Island by way of sinus allergies?
I think of it as Matthew Perry, without the success. Either way, your friend is in some kind of delusional half-coma. But he left explicit instructions for any visiting allies to redirect their efforts towards addressing the climate crisis.
Okay, I know that's a lie. No one hates the rainforest more than our old boss. Oh, gosh, that's an incoming transmission, isn't it?
Ugh, another transmission. I've got to do my part, but I don't know if I have the strength.
We're here, sir, and we're going to get through this together. Start us off.
People of Earth.
The following podcast is brought to you by a generous donation from the Sackler family. Is that right?
Just so we're clear, this is a rescue? That's what I'm witnessing here?
Wait, no, I've got it. The following podcast is not real. The Sackler family still doesn't have their grubby opioid-stained fingers on our creative process, and it's time for you to sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8 years and 2 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Kick rock.
Chunt, is everything all right?
No, I just got some bad news.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my uncle died.
Is this something? Oh, I was going to ask.
Wait, what were you going to guess?
I was going to say, is this really going to be something that's going to bring down the episode? Should we maybe talk about it off mic? But no.
Did you have to put those rocks on the table to kick around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These rocks? These are very dirty rocks.
I brought them in from outside to kick because I'm bummed. Hey, I can reframe it, Arnie. Hold on. my uncle died.
Oh.
Is that better?
I think so. Sometimes like a positive energy will sort of spin things. But no, I'm so sorry. Chunt, no. Some things are more important than the podcast. I want you to have your legitimate, how you're really feeling. Plus that authenticity is always going to play better in the episode anyway. How you doing, bud? Your uncle died?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. It wasn't, to be fair, and I know this can be a weird territory. He wasn't my biological uncle. Mm-hmm. He was one of my dad's good friends, and they always called
some
him
kind of weird pervert
uncle.
In the neighborhood, it sounds like.
How did you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's a weird situation where he died, and I just got a letter in the mail where if I spend one night in his haunted horse, I stand to inherit his fortune.
Huh. One night in a haunted horse?
Yeah.
How will you survive the bristle of the mane and the swishing of the tail and the ghosts? Oh, the ghosts.
That's what I'm saying. If I do it, I need some friends with me to watch my back, see?
I have a clarifying question.
Sure.
In what way are you inside this haunted horse?
Well, I suppose we could enter through the mouth if you're hung up on the details.
Okay.
We travel through the esophagus into the large intestine, where we'd probably stay the night or stay up all night and play some games, tell each other stories. Yeah.
Please allow me to explain this to Arnie in terms he'll understand. Arnie, do you remember when we visited the 1980s and we watched Inner Space?
No, do I ever.
Oh. It's a lot like that, but instead of that short fellow, it is a horse who has been possessed by unholy spirits.
Well, first of all, instead of that Dennis Quaid fellow, Dennis Quaid would be the horse in this scenario, and we would be Martin Short. Wait, no, I'm completely wrong.
How dare you?
Usador.
What?
This might be the first time in the history of this podcast I have had to sincerely apologize to you. You were correct. The horse is Martin Short.
Of course, Dennis of course, Quaid. Martin Short is the horse. What do you think I am, some sort of idiot?
That's true. I don't know what I was thinking.
So we'd probably eat some shrunkaroos, and that would shrink us down. We'd go inside, spend the night, bingo, bango. We're out and about with my uncle's fortune.
Okay.
You know, they only make the vanilla shrunkaroos now.
Are you serious?
Can't find the chocolate ones anywhere.
That sucks. You know what? I'm not going to do it. He was a cool dude, but never mind. Arnie, you would have loved to interview him. He was an ancient dream. His name was Harry Heavyheart, and just a cool, weird neighborhood perv. All in all.
Can I ask, Chunt, is there a time limit on how, like, do you have a few months to do this whole haunted horse adventure, or does it have to be pretty soon?
Well, it said one night only, and then there's an asterisk, and when you look at the bottom, there's a little bit of a footnote, and it said, if possible. So I think there's some wiggle room on the contract, not on the horse. Once we're on that horse, it's going to be airtight.
Mm-hmm. Is the contract valid if it's Patreon content?
Ooh, you know what? Let me consult with his legal team about that.
Okay.
Sorry, let me consult with his eagle team about that.
Oh, okay.
I misspoke. Sorry, I had something in my... Something in my teeth.
Usador. Oh, I am also joined by my other co-host, Usador, who's a very alive wizard.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangarth. The dwarves know me as Zonan and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Names, oh, lo, if e'er these names... do enter thine ears, be most assured that you shall feel pain unlike any other thou hast experienced. First your blood shall begin to boil, and then your brain shall begin to melt, and then your nipples will get as hard as rocks.
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to say like a tinnitus, like once your ears hear the name. Tinnitus? Tinnitus? Tinnitus.
I can't wait to see that movie. It looks like a fun game.
Tiny tits. Get hard nipples on my tiny tits.
I was gonna say, the hard nipples part sounds like a nice palate cleanser along the way. All that pain and then, whoa, my nipples are hard as rocks.
Yeah, you know, I like to balance, you know, pleasure and pain.
Sure. You're like a Clive Barker novel in that way.
You
spent time in the 1980s on
Can you
Earth?
Relate this to Inner Space in some way that I could understand?
Oh, gosh. Look, think about it. No, I can't. Oh, but hey, look, this is not me trying to change the subject from Inner Space, but our old friend, Otok Barleyfoot, is walking by. Otok, I know you're so busy around the tavern. Yeah. Would you mind coming up here and...
Chunt, he didn't what's get
that? Yeah, you just put that down over there. What's up, guys?
Hey, Otok, you know, we rescued you months ago. You've been working around the tavern, but we haven't really had a chance to catch up with you on how things are going.
I don't know if I'd say rescue. I feel like we left together, arm in arm.
Yeah, we sort of created a blanket of destruction and the life that... that Otok had created for himself and sort of forced him to evacuate more so than we rescued him, I think.
Absconded with?
Oh, yes, absconded. Yeah, I mean, very good. Sort of like Trongo.
That was a little lonely, but it was a decent life.
I don't know. It seemed like we were rescuing you from your empty life there.
Okay. half empty.
And Usador, don't think I didn't hear you. This is not because I didn't book a guest. I'm just making time for my close friends. It's not all about guests.
All right, fine. Since when? I was chasing that dragon. The biggest star you can find in all of food. Oh, lo, the day that you stop climbing that ladder, I shall lay down and die. I'm alive right now.
So I'm going to make time for my good friend Otak, who I haven't spoken to in months, and who before that I had forgotten to rescue for years and years. Otak, what's a thing you're up to these days?
Wow, nailed it, aren't I?
Well, I was actually just going to ask Fionnuelic if I'm thinking about a couple changes to the place. I've been meaning to run a couple things by you.
Oh, yes. As I am the owner here of the Strange Familiar, all changes must be approved by me.
Right. Yeah, that's what a couple of the guys told me, that I couldn't make any changes without checking with you.
Oh, no. Otak, I trust you. You ran the Vermilion Minotaur like no one else ever did. The greatest barman alive, I would have to say. If you decide that there's a change that must be made, I give you carte blanche to make that change.
Whoa, carte blanche.
Excellent. Well, I was thinking about putting some little crag shells over the floor to give it a little more rustic feel. People Ooh. Just, like, crunch on through. They're walking around.
Crag shells?
Well, crag shells.
From a crag tree,
Arnie. A crag tree? I'm not familiar with a crag tree.
Where the hell else are you going to get crag shells? From a crag animal? A crag bush? No, they're from a crag tree, you idiot.
So, Otak, don't forget, you have carte blanche. Well, I call her Blanche. You have the enchanted carte Blanche, and you can use her to haul those crag rocks wherever you need to, okay?
Is it pronounced right. Blanche?
I say Blanche, you say Blanche. Let's call the whole thing off. But, yeah, it's... Let me give a little whistle there. Oh, here she comes.
Oh.
Hey, Blanche.
Oh.
She can't speak. She's
great.
She's an enchanted cart.
Right. What are you going to do with the crag nuts?
I'll feed them to the wayward children.
Oh, okay. Well, that seems efficient.
Well, you know, I have a long history of charitable works.
That's wonderful. And then we can have the shells here on the floor, and people will know as they step on them, and it feels more rustic, feels homey here. Mm. Just throw your shells on the floor. But they'll also know that those children are well cared for.
Yeah. And then you can say, carry on, my wayward son, after you've feeding them? Is that how you say when you feed someone a crag rock? Crag nut? Ooh, I'm barely holding on to this conversation. I gotta
That's
be
what
honest.
You, it's the yeah, it is the traditional blessing. You hand a crag nut over to a wayward child, and you say, carry on, my wayward son.
No. And Chun, I'm so sorry. I had heard that you would wanted to pitch a spinoff podcast with Otak called
Getting Crag Nuts.
Getting Crag Nuts.
Yeah. What? How dare you?
No, it's it's a totally different podcast. We'd be getting crag nuts.
Oh, that's true.
And this would be more like Otak Radio. So it's a little more slower pace, a bit of a slow burn. You know how Get Nuts episodes are, I don't know, 10 to 20 seconds?
Right.
This would be more like 2.5 to 3 hours. This would be like horse time radio.
Sounds insufferable.
Yeah. Long form.
So it would be like more Otak, less rock-loving wizards like Usador.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. But Usador, you're welcome to guest anytime you like. If you come on with like, you know, like a fun thing, like you have a hook, you have a thing.
Like a funny character?
Yeah, like, you know, like you're always coughing or something or...
That's
yeah,
very
define
funny.
Define funny, Fionnuelic.
Sure, I could play a wizard who just fell down.
That's classic. You're hired.
Man,
he's still got it.
That's so good.
Oh, that's funny.
There he is.
You know what? That was funny. When he really fell down.
I hurt myself.
Even funnier.
Oh, there's some crag shells on the ground already.
Yeah,
those are gonna hurt.
Sorry, should have warned you.
Those are really tearing to your skin. Those shells are so jagged.
Yeah, it's really hard to get the nuts out. They're very dangerous shells. That's why you have to open them for the wayward children.
Oh, and I'm so sorry, guys. I could talk about these crag nuts and crag shells and all the sort of crag effects.
Great. Well, the tree grows to be about 12 to 15 feet high, and each tree has about...
Oh, this is good content.
700 nuts on it, but it only has six leaves.
I've noticed you've had a big grin on your face ever since you sort of said it's hard to get the nuts out.
I have. Oh, and I'm just trying... Look, I would love to spend the next 12 to 13 episodes just talking about that, but I keep getting distracted. Otak, I am so sorry. We have seen you here. You've been in the tavern for months and months, and I keep meaning to tell you, you know your old friend and coworker, practically a family member.
I thought that was going to be an insult for a second. You know
you're old. You know you're so old. Yeah. How old am
Where
I?
Where are we going here?
Guys, I could riff on that structure for 18 to 19 episodes, but I really am trying to tell Otak, look, I don't want to pull an Otak here and forget to tell Otak something or to save him for years and years. Otak, remember Blemish, who unfortunately died?
Do I remember Blemish?
Yeah.
It's like a son to me.
I know. Well, what if I told you that we have Blemish locked up in the basement right now?
Oh, we're telling him that?
Well, Arnie said, what if you were? So let's see his reaction.
Oh, yeah, what if?
Let's see the reaction.
It's hypothetical.
First.
What if? Be happy?
What if?
Mad at me?
The basement of this establishment.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Locked up. Like, chained?
Well, because right now, we're just trying to gauge your reaction, because right now it could both be happening and not happening. It's sort of like Schrodinger's cat. Remember Schrodinger, who had a cat for a penis, much like Blemish?
Oh.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So this is sort of just trying to gauge. How do you feel about that? Would that upset you? Would that please you?
Well, I mean, Blemish is not easily shackled. First, I'd find it hard to believe that he'd even allow you to lock him up. I mean, if you were to say something like that.
Well, perhaps circumstances led us to have no other choice. Arnie?
Otak, here's the thing. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. Blemish is not himself. We have Blemish in the basement for realsies. But he's been ill, and we've had him locked up to protect himself. And we've gotten many emails from listeners who like Blemish. And some of them exist, saying that maybe someone could get in touch with Blemish and really like teach him to be himself, and that the best person to do that would be Otak, you.
Well, of course. I mean, do you know how many times I've nursed Blemish back to health?
What?
I've helped him find himself more times than I can count.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of all over the place.
When you say
if you
nurse,
have Blemish in this basement, I need to see him now.
Well, although I feel like, John, I feel like you have a question, and I feel like it's a question I would want to ask as well.
Yeah, when you say nurse, what does that entail? Because I'm picturing him in, like, swaddling, and you're, like, pushing him up to your bosom, and he's suckling on your teeth.
Keep going.
Does that...
What else do you picture?
Okay, well, I picture he's a little bit older now, and he's running around, and he ran into the corner of a wall and bloodied his nose, and you come swooping over and wrap him up in swaddling, and
Otak is taking extensive notes of all of this.
Hoist him up to your bosom.
Yes, and what music is playing.
He suckles at your teat. That I'm picturing him the oldest he's ever been before you stop seeing him, and he's twisted his ankle, and you pick him up and wrap him in swaddling, and put his head towards your bosom, and he suckles at your teat. Is this along the right lines?
That's pretty close. That's all pretty accurate.
Nice.
So bring him out of the basement.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Real quick, Otak, would you excuse me for just a second? I have to talk to my my co-host here for 1 second. Chun, Usador.
And the song would have been The Bat and the Bassinet.
Yes.
Chun, Usador, you know me. I would love talking about Otak nursing Blemish for 3 to 4 years, like a whole season and a half of this podcast. But we have to get Otak down there to see Blemish. But before we do, I just got to ask you guys, do you feel like I properly set the table for the listeners? Like, I don't think I want to tell Otak that the Dark Lord is trapped in Blemish's body and that it's not really Blemish, it's a Carfoon Blemish, but...
Oh, yeah. No, Arnie, I think you did a wonderful job. And can I just say... You are stockpiling so much hypothetical content based on anything and everything we say. That's the sign of a true host.
Oh,
that you keep saying, I could talk about that for 3 weeks. Could that become a Patreon episode? Your uncle died. Mm-hmm. Like, you are so focused on, you know, in a good way,
about the longevity and really making a meal out of everything that I say, follow your heart.
John, you know what? You're right. And I've been thinking it this whole time. We have got to bump this whole Otak and Blemish thing until next season. We got to go to that fucking haunted horse, man.
Yes.
What are we doing? Horrible mistake.
Arnie, you've already cast the spell of exposition. It's time to take a break and then come back and resolve this story.
Okay.
They always say never look a haunted horse in the mouth.
All right, Otak, these are the stairs to the basement. I imagine you were wondering why we kept telling you not to go in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
You probably just thought it was a callback to an earlier season.
Guys, we're on fire.
Yes, and now you're probably going to notice it seems very much like a dragon lives down here, and they've been carving out a kind of a chasm to build their hoard into. So I wouldn't. Don't worry about that, though. We're taking care of that.
There is a smell. There's a distinct dragon smell.
Yes, well, Tourmaline Dragonteen has been living down here and sort of taking care of Blemish. Mm-hmm. Taking care of, is that the right way to say that?
More killing people that try to get to Blemish, but I made a point of coming down here and adding Otak's name to the Do Not Kill list, so you should be good. I think I did that. I know I meant to do that. I think I did that.
Thanks, Arnie.
I could have sworn I brought a candle down here last week to help kind of with the smell.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where it went. It was cinnamon roll, so we should be smelling fresh baked goods. How long does the candle last, Arnie?
I don't know, but it does remind me when I came down here to add Otak's name to the list, I ate a really hot cinnamon roll, and something seemed wrong about it. It really
Arnie,
burned my tongue.
Was it all icing, quote unquote?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, buddy.
Just telling you guys.
Did you hear that skittering?
What? No. Was there skittering?
Look, I see something in the corner there.
Present yourself.
Who goes there? Caleb Lichtenkammer.
Blemish returns.
He's right behind us.
Behind me. Blemish is going to want to see my face. Blemish?
Otak.
Blemish?
Is it really you?
It's me, buddy.
Oh.
Hey.
Where have you been? Where have I been? Where?
Blemish. Yeah, I know you've been very confused, and sometimes, a lot of the time, you've been thinking you're the Dark Lord, but we're here to remind you that you're Blemish. That you're really Blemish, and your old buddy Otak is here to help you with that.
Yeah, and I don't want to get hung up on details, but you said Blemish returns when we came down the stairs. That sounds kind of insane. Like, if I lived in my house for a year and I didn't leave the house, if somebody came in the front door, I wouldn't say, I'm back, baby. Does that make sense?
I think you would. If you were rejoining someone, you would say, I'm back, baby. And okay. And here you are, and I've returned to you.
And Chunt, to support Blemish's point, you could do that if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it's true.
Not like all your catchphrases make complete fucking sense.
All right, bing bong, get wet. Okay, point taken. Oh, that's a good catchphrase, point taken.
Although, Blemish, I do have a question. The first time you go someplace, what do you say?
Isn't it a wonderful morning?
Oh, okay.
Like, and then when you come back...
I mutter it. I don't usually say it that loud. Then when I come back, each place I do that once, and then from
everything else, it's everything else. Turns.
Okay, sorry, another hypothetical. Say you meet someone at the bar, they loan you something, then you go to their house to return it. When you go to their house and they open the door and you return the item, what do you say?
Blemish returns.
But it's the first
fill
time
in the blank
house.
Of the item.
Okay. Okay.
Now, we could have done this bullshit with Blemish at any point, but we brought Otak here.
Oh, that's right.
To help Blemish. Blemish.
Yusidor, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Are you saying we should be leaving space for Otak and Blemish to be in this episode?
Why would I ever suggest such a thing?
There's only so much space.
Well, they could talk for 10 more episodes. I mean, that could be a whole thing.
I guess I could. We could leave them here and go to that haunted horse.
Blemish, get over here. Somebody Otak. Needs a noogie.
What noogie. Kept you?
Love noogie.
I've been... Ow. I've been down here for... I don't even know how long. Every time I try and make a mark on the walls, the fucking dragon blows fire, makes smoke, breathes smog. I can't keep track of days, nights, time. What is happening? Who anyone is? Why I'm not serving more drinks more frequently?
I've never heard that expression, blows fire.
Hmm. Well, Blemish, I have no idea what's been going on, but Arnie's been keeping me in the dark about a lot of things. I had no idea you were down here.
Are we going back to work?
Yeah, there's some things to do. I got plans for you.
Ooh.
Want your old job back?
Is it safe to let Blemish out of the basement? We were thinking that you would help Blemish, but that Blemish would, I don't know, just for fun, continue to be trapped down here, maybe forever?
What? It doesn't make any sense. Look at this guy.
No,
look at that grin.
They're right. I understand. They're right. Just, I guess I wish that you could do a second thing for me then, a different thing. I don't really want my job back. But living down here is no life at all. Otak, kneel down. Closer. Closer.
Okay. Out.
It's always weird. It was always weird with him.
I need you to kill me.
Whoa, hey.
Otak.
Hey, no.
I need you to kill me.
No.
Kill me!
He still has a sense of humor.
Yeah,
he's still got his sense of humor.
He does.
We cannot, you cannot kill Blemish. I know that's ironic for me to say that, because maybe I've done something similar to that in the past. No killing Blemish, otherwise something really bad would happen. We'd feel bad about missing Blemish.
Gigs up. Kill the Blemish is a new dance craze we've been inventing. Mm-hmm. Kill the Blemish. Kill the Blemish. See?
It's catchy. Everybody.
Kill the Blemish.
La 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 la. I like doing this dance too. La 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 la.
Oh, Blemish.
I don't know. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right, Blemish. Maybe Arnie, we can come up with some sort of, I don't know, work program. I mean, I've already given Otak carte blanche. Yeah.
Can I get in it?
Right. Yeah, we need someone to pull the nuts out, Blemish.
No, don't say that to Blemish.
Can I ride in carte blanche and pull the nuts out? And
absolutely.
Who's nuts?
You were born to.
Who's in the cart with me?
I'll just walk. Yeah. Arnie, maybe we could do like a work release program. Like,
well, how did this? Blemish.
Yes.
Be honest.
Yes.
Are you evil?
No.
Why did you look side to side?
Who's next to me?
Well, Arnie's on one side and me and Isidore are on the other.
I can't trust anyone. I've been down here for months, maybe years. I don't even know.
It's been a long time, to be fair. Coming up like in a year and a half, maybe.
There was finally a nice smell down here, or maybe a day and a half before it went away, and I heard Arnie gagging. It's not a pleasant place to live. I'm not having a great time down here.
Arnie, we can't continue like this. Otak might be able to, help him, so maybe this work program is the right thing to do.
Yeah,
Arnie, we're the good guys, right? We gotta do the right thing. Even just a 1% chance that he's good again, we gotta believe in that. We gotta trust in that. We gotta let him go.
Yeah, you're right. Look, if he escapes or dies and it magically unleashes the DL again, that is probably the worst thing that could possibly happen. But also, it just feels kind of gross for us to just keep him down here like this, right?
Yeah, Arnie, think of
really
the optics.
You guys, you're gonna leave some space for me again. I just want to say something. I mean, Blemish, if anything, he looks gentler than he used to. He seems sweeter. I don't know what's happened to him, but I think we can trust him. I mean, people have said I got a soft spot for him, but just look at him.
Yeah, he is putting his hands together and then resting his chin on his fingers where they meet with a big grin.
That's right. It reminds me, there used to be this really angry guy. You know, he used to come to the Vermilion Minotaur all the time. And one time he got an arrow in the head. He was a really angry guy, really harsh with his family. Took an arrow in the head, the Vermilion Minotaur, totally changed him. Totally different guy. Henrik.
Oh,
great guy.
Oh, yeah. Henrik.
Yeah, we all regarded him as one of the top people in our neighborhood from that point forward.
I thought you were going to say Greaves Martin, because you remember Greaves Martin also got shot in the head with an arrow? But it was like it was funny when he got shot in the head with an arrow.
Yeah.
You know, Martin who always wore those greaves.
So you were thinking Greaves Martin, but it was really a regarding Henrik thing that he was talking about.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Different guy.
Not enough people talk about regarding Henrik.
Arnie, did we ever tell you when we boxed Helena?
What?
Well, another story for another time.
Take me back.
Sounds sexy.
Okay, Arnie, Usador, is there some sort of test? Is there something we can do to try and really figure out if he's good or not?
Oh, there are multiple tests for evil. The first one is to take a quick break and see what he does for the next 2 to 6 minutes.
All right, that 2 to 3 minutes was completely inconclusive, but we decided to bring Blemish up to the tavern anyway.
Well, inconclusive is good. If he'd done something very evil in that time frame, we would have known he was evil.
What's the longest that an evil person can pretend to not be evil?
Four minutes?
6 days!
Mm-hmm. One day a week, they gotta get it out of their system.
What's the longest a normal person can pretend to be a wizard?
How dare you?
Hello, assholes! How may I take your order?
Whoa, Blemish returns.
He's back, baby.
Right, okay.
Wow, he's a real jerk about it, but he brought some of our favorite drinks.
Rainbow bowls all around.
Oh, yes, please. I'll take that.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, boy. This looks delicious. Blemish,
look at him move around this bar floor.
He's doing a good job. But while he was handing mine to me, I could see him slowly spitting into my drink, though.
But that's what normal Blemish would do, right?
That's like the most Blemish thing he's done so far.
That's traditional classic Blemish.
Blemish, could we also get a round of mozzarella wands and some teeter totes and nachos, I think would be good. Arnie, have you had nachos yet?
I have not had nachos.
It's a lot of fried testicles with cheese, jalapeno, and cabbage. It's really, really good.
I like some of those ingredients.
Otak, this is my first day back, and I'm already deep in the weeds. I can't handle this much. They keep listing things. I don't have anything to write with. I need a break. Is it almost my break time?
I'll take the triple down sandwich. Yeah. Chicken between two slices of chicken.
Don't listen to him, Blemish. Listen, you take a break, okay? You take a break. Get Franz out here. He can manage some of your tables.
Franz is going to get my sandwich? My triple down? I don't think so.
Franz, can you get a triple down here for Fianyelic?
Don't ask Franz. Franz is also having a hard time. I'll do it. I'll take this one. I'll get the triple down.
I'm having a hard time.
Ones.
My uncle died.
And there was something.
Oh, Franz, same, buddy, same.
Oh, he wasn't really my uncle, but he was just a pervert in the neighborhood.
Same girl, same. Wait, who's your uncle? It isn't Harry Heavyheart, is it?
It is Harry Heavyheart.
The Ancient Dream?
The Ancient Dream, yeah, that's right.
Ron, you seem very uncertain about the name of your uncle.
No, I was just distraught.
Oh my gosh. Hey, did you by chance get any letter in the mail?
Yeah, they want me to stay inside of a haunted horse.
Yeah. Franz, I have a very important question for you.
Yeah?
Would you be available to be a guest in a Patreon episode where we go to this haunted horse?
Absolutely. See you guys there.
Oh, Franz. He
just took off.
Blanche, you look really flustered. Why don't you and Otak go back behind the tavern, take a moment, gain your composure. All I ask is you bring these microphones with you so that we can still use some of what you say as content in this episode.
We have to fill the maw of content.
And the paw of content.
That's true. Wait, if they only have 2 microphones, who gets the third one? Does one of us get to keep talking while they're having their conversation?
Yeah, Arnie, what's going on?
We'll see.
All right, Blemish, come on.
Otak, do you understand what's going on here?
Very, very little, but I know my friend, right? I see you. Look at me.
I'm looking at you. Don't always have to look at you just when you say I want you to look at me. I don't have to do it.
Blemish, look at me. Look at me in the eyes.
All right, what?
It's not your fault.
What?
It's not your fault.
Shut up. That's a stupid thing to say.
It's not your fault.
That's a stupid thing to say. It doesn't make any difference. I don't even know what it is that you're talking about. That's a fault. That anyone could be at fault. Who's at fault? No one's at fault.
It's not your fault.
Shut up.
Blemish, slap me in the face.
Really? As hard as I can?
No, I didn't say that.
With
medium,
my dick?
Medium hard.
With my 50%. Cat dick?
Yeah. Sure.
Hey, guys, I'm just checking in on... What the... No, never mind. You still need a couple minutes.
We're fine. Sorry. We're fine.
I'll be back.
You said 5 minutes.
Did I say 5 minutes? Okay. I'll go back. You guys, you keep going.
You said 2 to 6 minutes. Blemish, don't mind him. Listen. How do you feel?
Otak.
You're shuddering. Buddy, what is it?
I don't know. I don't know. There's something wrong. Something more than just regular me. I know I... Sometimes I'm not the nicest and not the best, and a lot of things make me very frustrated, and when I get frustrated, I get angry very easily. It's true. And something else is wrong, and I don't know what it is.
Blemish. I mean, are you... Maybe you just miss your purpose. You know who you used to be? Palling around the Vermilion Minotaur? Joking around? Barfing up cats?
Even then, I think you always ignored me and my hopes and dreams like an employer would, when really I wanted you to ignore my hopes and dreams like a father would.
Blemish. I'm not a good father, you know that. Oh, Blemish. I haven't heard you make that noise in years.
Arnie, is he starting? Guys, should we go back there? The noises we're hearing from behind the tavern are a little unsettling.
Sounds like he's trying to turn over a new leaf.
That's exactly what that sounds like.
Otak.
Blemish.
I need your help. I'm glad you're back. Maybe things will be better now.
Definitely.
And are you willing, if things don't get better, to kill me?
Whoa.
It would be the nice thing to do. It would be like what a dad would do if his son really needed him to kill him. Wouldn't a dad do that?
If his son really needed
it? If his son asked really nicely?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it was legitimate. He really needed to be killed?
I don't know. Sometimes I say things, and I'm not sure why.
Hey, guys, just poking my head in again. We wanted to give you a little bit of time.
Damn it.
If you need time, that's fine. But some of the tables really need drinks. Right? And I like us.
All right, okay. We're wrapping it up. Back,
yeah. Yeah, and sorry, yeah, he hasn't gotten his triple down. Yeah, sorry. Yeah Franz just kind of...
Franz went out the window.
Fucking damn it.
Listen, we'll be right there. Flemish,
yeah.
Look at me.
I'm looking.
It's going to be okay. And if it's not okay, I promise I'll fucking kill you.
Thank you, Otak.
Now get over here.
Boy, my sandwich hasn't arrived yet.
Motherfuck.
Here we are. Let me get it. I'm going to get it for you, Fionnuala. I got the sandwich.
Oh, thank you, Otak.
And there you go. A little Gindel sauce.
Ooh, I love Gindel sauce.
Mm-hmm. Another little addition. I forgot to ask you if that was okay.
No need to ask. I have the utmost faith in you. I am certain that no matter what you choose, and however you guide Blemish, he shall become a better being for it.
Hey, Arnie?
Yeah?
Do you think Franz really had a Uncle Harry Heavyheart?
I mean, sure. I suppose okay. It's a little weird that he didn't know the name of his uncle and you had to say it first.
Yeah, and I noticed him kind of lingering when I was telling that story earlier. It's just really weird. But I was just going to say, Arnie, it's not too late to go to the haunted horse.
I'm so sorry. You don't have to. After you've already gotten my attention with the have to say it again like halfway through.
I kind of have to do it to remind myself to keep whispering. I'll talk normal. See? We might want to. Oh, if he's. If
there's a bunch of cats coming. Can somebody stop sing, please?
Your psts are drawing cats. Well, I don't know where those cats are coming from.
Franz might have went out the window to go stay the night in the haunted horse, so he might beat us to it. So we might want to act fast.
When you say psst, is that like your releasing volume? Like, is it the sound of like the raised volume releasing?
I get, now that you mention it, psst, it might be. Like, there might be, unless I do that, it builds up and then I get loud again.
Yeah. There's only one way to find out what's wrong with Chunt. We have to shrink down and get inside of him.
Ooh, yeah. Like, Martin Short.
No!
Did someone say Martin Short? Pardon moi, it's me, Greaves Martin. Look, I was shot through the head with an arrow. Pardon moi.
I'd still rather be regarding Henrik, I think.
Hello, may I take your order?
Yes, I wanted the gribbling gibbet.
One gribbling gibbet. Coming up.
Thank you.
Come, cat. Put this phallus plate on your head.
Why are you
back to the kitchen with you.
Why are you putting that on a cat? That's unsanitary.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Who am I?
Do you want a gribbling gibbet?
A gribbling gibbet? Yes,
I do. Do you want a gribbling gibbet?
Yes, I do.
Well then, shut up for a second and you'll get one.
I am Lady Fluffbottom. How dare you?
Lady Fluffbottom?
Why is the floor covered with shells?
I'm sorry, is there a problem here? I'm the I'm sort of the sub-manager. Lady Fluffbottom.
Yes, Mr. Barleyfoot, it's good to see you. This gentleman just put my plate on a cat.
It's just going back to the kitchen to get filled with a gribbling gibbet.
Right, yep. We've been using some cats to transport food into the kitchen, out of the kitchen. Completely sanitary, promise you. Each cat has been scoped and sectored.
Oh, well, I suppose if you have signed off on this, well, I'll allow
it. Excuse me. Hey, excuse me.
Yes, yes.
Could I get a clean fork over here?
That guy's wearing a bib.
Could I get a clean fork?
Is this fork clean enough for you?
Also, could someone change my diaper?
All right, buddy. Get lost. Get out of here.
What?
This isn't that kind of place.
This is that kind of place.
Lie down.
Oh, wait.
Lie down.
Okay, I'm lying down.
Lie down. Yeah. Happy
not
to do
it. Not on the shells.
Oh.
I'm going to scrape the...
I never
get these shells.
He's bleeding.
It's worth it.
He's clean as a whistle.
Could I trouble you for another round of cricket syrup?
Of course.
Excuse me.
Yes.
My eyes are up here. Higher.
What?
Higher.
Where?
Keep looking.
My neck
higher.
Hurts. This hurts.
Higher.
Where? How? Ow.
Here, I'll hoist you up. I'll hoist you up.
There. Here are my eyes. They float above my body.
One cricket syrup coming right up.
Thank you.
Okay, get down.
Boy.
Coming.
Now, I started eating my triple down, and I liked two of the pieces of chicken, but not the third.
And?
I'd like you to refix it.
I'd like you to refix your attitude.
How dare you?
Whoa. Oh, shit. Usador.
How dare you speak to me in such a way? I am not only Usador the Blue, the great wizard. I am the owner of this establishment.
Fine.
Guys, is it possible that Blemish is going to be reminded how terrible it is to work in the service industry that he might want to go back to the basement?
I think he's having a good time, and we're just goofing around. Now, go get me something to replace this immediately. I'm an unsatisfied customer and owner.
Curse you, Zonin and Stanges.
Yeah, see, Arnie, there's nothing he can do because there's a thing called waiter-customer confidentiality.
Inviolable.
Otak.
Yep.
Who's that new boy?
Oh, that's Kittle.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Otak. I think he's referring to Blemish.
Blemish?
Yes, I know Kittle. Blemish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you didn't know Blemish. God, Blemish has been by my side for years.
My ears are burning. Did someone need something?
Never
mind, Kittle.
Hey, so cute.
Should I make some tableside guacamole?
Yes, please. Wonderful.
Oh, Kittle, beloved member of the wait staff here.
A little all the guacamole for you and then the pit for me.
He's so cold.
He's choking.
Uh-oh. Somebody, Blemish, do you know
Blemish.
CPR?
Blemish,
do you know
get the
save, save Kittle.
Seed out of him.
I'll give him mouth to mouth.
His tongue is pushing the pit deeper. What are you doing? This is like choking him with his tongue now.
I have to sell this place.
Kittle, are you there?
Yes, you saved my life. Thank you for pushing the pit deeper. Most people would have wasted time trying to pull it out.
Oh, thank God Kittle's alive.
Oh,
now there's a reason to tune in next week.
I know, Kittle's like the Babu Frick of this place.
Hey, come on! Babu Frick! Come on!
And really, when you think of it, this podcast is like the Babu Frick of the entire podcast section of the iTunes store.
He's getting weaker. We've got to help him.
I can help too.
You seem problematic, but I'm trying to get better about delegating, so let's dive in. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear.
Blemish was played by, oh, this is an interesting technological achievement, played by ChatGPT, asked to simulate a tired dad spending Father's Day alone at Wendy's. Wait, no, Blemish was played by Martin Wilson.
That's right, sir. Let your disappointment with Martin Wilson give you strength.
Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like, oh, so many names. So many names. We can't possibly have that much support.
We can all read the names.
But the fans hate when other people read the names.
That was one bitter incel on Discord. They love when other people read the names.
Don't have the strength to argue.
Christmas came early.
Kevin Kuhn.
Naomi Hatchman.
You're gonna read them too? Oh, we are so getting canceled. Dominic Cancilla.
Jeff from New Jersey.
Wyatt Ryder.
Maymay Bubbleguns.
Is that a Pokemon or an American Girl doll?
Both. Gary Heather.
Katie Robson.
Danny, Usador's greatest fan.
Except for Usador.
Samantha Pizzotto.
Trent Graham.
Love your crackers, Trent.
Keith P. All over the lawn. Good one, Ward.
Sam Williamson.
And Mims and Mame, your fairy drag mothers.
Oh, I've got nothing for them. They sound fantastic.
Trisha, you sure you don't want one?
Absolutely silent. It's almost like she was played by someone who had an allergic reaction to something the day of recording and had to go to the ER, but is fine now, so calm down, everybody.
Almost exactly like that.
Agreed. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. And after recording the episode you just listened to, and joking that they should spend the night in a haunted horse for Patreon, did they then scramble to actually record a Patreon episode where they spend the night in a haunted horse? For better or for worse, yes they did. And that episode hits the Patreon later this week. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Great job, everybody. We're all friends and are about to part ways amicably, just like the last episode of MASH.
That sounds right. What a lovely conclusion.
That can't be right. And why does Trisha keep pointing at that machine in the corner?
Don't worry about that. It's my new air fryer. Everyone's using them, and I'm powerless against social pressure.
Air fryer? If I'm not mistaken, that's an unauthorized portal induction system. I keep seeing them on Etsy.
What of it? Tim, don't you want to show your friend out so we can say our goodbyes?
That sounds like a great idea, Director. Off you go, Craig.
Hang on, Trisha just handed me a note. It says, Ward needs boss to work portal system, stop at all costs.
Well, that could mean anything.
Oh, there's more. Do not let Ward interrupt this note. It literally means what it says. Oh.
All that on one note?
There were 2 notes stacked. I didn't actually see the second one right away. Look, I'm not going anywhere.
I have got to get rid of the Sharpies and the legal pads.